So we're going to learn Daf Yates and Maseches Nedarim. However, we're going to Chazer just outside the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we'll start from the Gemara, which is about 5-6 lines up from the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis with the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis, and then we'll learn Daf Yates because that's the beginning of the sugya. So first we have to know the following. The Mishnah is actually very simple. The Mishnah says that if a person makes a neder which is ambiguous, which you can't tell whether or not he meant it to be a good neder or not, so the halacha in the Mishnah is that we go l'chumra. Of course, the person always has an opportunity, the way the Ran learns, to be masbir, to explain what he meant, and then we accept his explanation. But if he doesn't accept it, we don't accept his explanation, or we don't have an explanation, then we just assume that he really meant it to be a good neder. And the Mishnah itself gives an example. For example, if he says, I mean salted meat. Salted meat usually refers to a carbon. And the problem is, we don't know whether he means a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, which would be a valid neder, versus a carbon which would be avodah zarah, sacrificing something for Avodah Zarah, which would not be a valid neder. Okay, so since we don't know which one he meant, a good neder or a not neder, we're going to go l'chumra and we're going to assume he meant a good neder. Then the Mishnah continues with other examples of what did he mean when he says cheirim. Does he mean cheirim to the Beis HaMikdash? Does he mean cheirim to the Beis to the Kohanim? When he says truma, does he mean truma to the Beis HaMikdash, or does he mean truma to the Kohanim, and so on and so forth? Each one of those examples could be a proper neder or could be not a proper neder, depending on what he means. And in each case, if we don't know what he means, we're going to go to Chumro and say that he meant the proper neder. That's the Mishnah, a summary of the Mishnah. We'll get into the details on Amud Beis. In any event, the Gemara immediately, the first point that we're going to focus on is that by Nedarim, if you don't know whether it's a good neder or not a good neder, as a rule, we are going to conclude that he did mean a good neder, and therefore it goes L'chumra. So immediately on that, again, we're going to start from about 6 lines from the bottom. The Gemara, right after the Mishnah, says, V'atanan. Suffolk Naziris Lahakal. Now, for whatever reason, we're just going to accept it as a fact right now that Naziris and Nedarim have the same rules, and therefore this is a contradiction. Because the Mishnah over here in Nazir says that when we are Mesupik whether or not it's a good Naziris, we go Lakula. If we are not sure whether or not the person accepted upon himself Naziris, we say, no, he did not mean. So we're going to have to explain. How come by Nedarim we say he did mean it as a good Neder, we go Lachumra, and by Naziris, we say it's not a good Naziris, and we go Lekula. So, the first attempted teretz is Amar Rav Zeira, Loikasha, HaRav Elozar, HaRabbanan. Simple, it's a machlokes. You're right, really they should be the same concept. And it's a machlokes, Rav Elozar that goes Lekula, and the Rabbanan that goes Lechumra. Detani, we learned in a Braisa. Okay, so what happens in this Gemara is we prove various shitas by bringing Braises on different halachas, and then we match them up. We pull out the concept to say how would it apply in our cases. So, what's the machlokes Rav Elozar and Rabbanan? Tani, we learned in the Braisa, hamakdish chayosoy ubehemosoy. A person says, I want to donate either he says, I want to donate my wild animals, or he says, I want to donate my domesticated animals. Hektishu esha kvi. Some people pronounce it koi, some people pronounce it kvi. Depends on which yeshivas you grow up in. So, hektish es, I learned that as a kvi. So, hektish es a kvi. He ended up also including the kvi. Kvi is this kind of animal which is it has a little bit of attributes of being domesticated, and it also is somewhat of a wild animal. So it could fall into either category, and now the issue, of course, we're discussing, our whole question over here is we're talking about sveikas. So it's a suffix. When he said my animal, did he mean the kvi? When he said my wild animal, did he mean the kvi? We don't know. So the Tanakama Shita, which is the Rabbanan, they say, hektish as a kvi. Yes, you meant to include the kvi as well. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, lo hektish as a kvi. Rabbi Elozar says, you did not. Okay, so we see that Rabbi Elozar says, when I'm not sure, he did not mean it. That's the conclusion over here. So the Gemara says, Manda amar mamaynoi mayo lisveiko. So somebody who says his money is willing to include in the suffix, which is the Rabbanan Shita, meaning I'm willing to include my kvi, I also meant to donate my kvi, so mayo, I'll also, when I'm not sure about what I said, I'll even obligate myself personally on a personal obligation, which would be the explanation to Nedarim. So by Nedarim, we go L'chumra, we say, yeah, even though it's a suffix, I meant this Neder to be Chal. That would be the Rabbanan Shita. Umanda Amar Mamayna Loimayel Lesveiko, but the Mandi Amar Rabbi Elozar that says, no, I'm not willing to give my money. If I'm not sure, if it's not clear that that's what I meant to do, then I'm not willing to give my money. Gufai, now, we're on Yotes Amad Aleph Guf, Kol Shekein Deloy Maya L'Sveika. So certainly my personal obligations, I'm not willing to do. I'm not willing to undertake something, to do something, if I don't even know whether or not I'm really obligated to do it. By money, if my money, I'm not willing, okay, worst case scenario, I pay my money, it doesn't really control me so much. Whereas, and that I'm not willing to do, so certainly to obligate myself with Isser Veheter, I'm not willing to take. That's the obligation. So very simply put, now that we're on the top of Yotes Amud Aleph, the Gemara wants to say that this machlokes, the contradiction between the Mishnah in Nedarim that says we go Lechumro versus the Mishnah in Nazir that says we go Lekulo is simply a machlokes. Rabbi Lozo says we don't get involved. If it's a suffix, I don't do it. I'm not willing to do it. And the Rabbanan say, yeah, if it's a suffix, I am willing to do it. And that's why, so it's not a contradiction, it's a machlokes. Fine. That's Rav Zeira Shita. So Amalei Abaya. So Abaya now responds to Rav Zeira, which is very often the case, that Abaya would respond to Tirutzim that Rav Zeira says. B'mai Akimto. L'safik Naziris Lahakal. How did you set up the Mishnah in Nazir to explain why by Naziris we go Lekula? K'Rabbi Eliezer. So you want to say that Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So now what we're going to do now for the next half of Amud is we're going to prove what Rabbi Eliezer Shita is. Now we're going to prove Rabbi Eliezer Shita from other instances and other cases in Shas. And we're going to see, does Rabbi Lozer really go Lekula when he's misopic? Because that's how we're explaining the Mishnah in Nazir. Now, these cases are unrelated to Nazir. It's just all we're borrowing over here is the concept of a suffix. We're not sure what the person meant. And as a result of the suffix, do we end up going Lechumro or do we end up going Lekula? That's what we're looking for over here. So let's look at Shitas Rabbi Lozer. And it says, so we explained that our Mishnah Nozer is like the Mishnah, is like Rabbi Eliezer. So Ema Seifa, let's look at the end of that Mishnah. It says, Sofek Bechayrois. So now, if you have a Sofek Bechayrois, so the Ran explains the Sofek would be, we all know that if you have a male firstborn that has a din of Bechar, whether we're talking about an animal or a person, if it's a male, its firstborn has a din of Bechar, for whatever practical applications it might have, but we know that it's called a Bechar. Now the problem is that if the mother had twins, one female and one male, we don't know which one of them was born first, for whatever reason, we don't know which one was born first. So now you have a suffix whether or not this male animal is a Bechar or not. So let's read the words of the Mishnah. Suffix Bechar is, you have a suffix whether or not this animal is a Bechar. Ech Bechar Odom, Ech Bechar Behema, whether it's a person, in the case of a person, Yid Bichai, the pigeon Aben, whether it's a case of a Behema, which you would then have to bring it as a carbon. Ben Tomei Ben Tahira, whether we're talking about a Tomei animal or a Tahir animal, either way, it's still a din of Bechor. So the halacha is, HaMoitzim B'chaveroi Olav Haraya. So the Kohen would have to prove that he really is a Bechor, because otherwise, Misafik, I am not obligated. So that seems to be the first half of the sentence, that Misafik, I'm not really obligated. However, the Tani Allah, Va'asurim Begiza Va'avoido. So this is where it gets tricky. So it says that animal, by the carbon bechor, that animal still remains usur to shear it, in other words, to shear the wool off, and to use it for work in the fields. Now the halacha generally is, first you have to know what the basics halacha is to understand and appreciate the application over here. The general rule is, if I donate an animal for the Beis HaMikdash, and let's say, for example, it gets a mum, so I'm able to redeem it. So even after I redeem it, and the animal is technically, or halachically, is chulin, however, there are still some lingering kedusha that stays with the animal. This is some of them, this is not all of the halachas, but there's some lingering kedusha, including the fact that you cannot take this animal to the market to shear it, and you cannot use this animal for work in the field. Basically, the only thing you can really do with it is shecht it and eat it. In any event, that's only because it has a lingering kedusha from the time when it was hektish. So we see over here also by the Bechor that we're going to consider this animal as if it was hektish at one point. And we're going to give it enough of a level of kedusha that it too you cannot use for the shearings and you cannot use for avoida. So what do we see from here? We see that misafik, because remember the whole case over here is we don't really know whether or not this is chayiv or not. And misafik, we say it still has the kedusha. It has enough kedusha that it has the lingering kedusha that a giza and avoida remain asur. So this seems to be a contradiction, because because we see in that Mishnah L'Chayra is still Rabbi Eliezer talking, and we go L'Chumra. We have extra Chumras. So Misafik, we go L'Chumra. So it can't be Rabbi Elazar Shita that we always go L'Chumra. So Amar Lei. So Rav Zeira answered. So this was Abaya's contradiction. So Amar Lei. So Rav Zeira answered him, Amai kamedamis kedusha haba me'aleh lekedusha haba bidei odom. How could you compare? It's not really why. It's how. It's how could you compare the kedusha of Bechor to kedusha of a Nazir? The kedusha of a Nazir, that's a personal undertaking. I agreed. So now the question is, did I really mean it? Did I do it? So we could say, no, I never really meant it. Whereas by Bechor, if there is kedusha here, the kedusha happened because the Torah said so. Hashem, min ha-shamayim, it's kedush. If the animal was born first, it's a complete, entirely, it's a Bechor, and it's obligated to do it. You don't really get to decide. It's not your input. So you're mesupik, that's your problem. You don't personally know whether it's chayiv. But if it's chayiv, it's 100% chayiv. It's not up to you to decide whether or not it's going to be chayiv. So therefore, and all the Rishonim and Achronim have a big problem with this teretz of the Gemara, because the teretz of the Gemara is so obvious. The Rishonim and the Achronim are busy with, so what was the Havamina of the Gemara? Because the answer, the difference between Bechor and Nazir is so clearly distinct. That by Nazir, it's a question of whether or not I was ever makabel upon myself in the first place. So of course, I could say very easily that I wasn't. And that's why it's easy for us to go Lakula, and it can still be Rabbi Elazar Shita. Whereas by Bechor, I don't really have a choice to decide whether or not I want it to be a Bechor. It is automatically a Bechor. And now I'm left with the Safek, so it's a Safek Darai, so of course I have to go L'Chumra. In any event, that is the teretz of the Gemara. So, the Gemara says, fine. So Abaya says, you want to know, okay, fine. You want to say that the Mishnah and Nazir is Rabbi Eliezer because you want to hold that Rabbi Eliezer is the one who goes Lakula. If anything, this is my difficulty. This is the problem that I have with Rabbi Eliezer. A whole different case. Sofik Mashkin Litame. If I am not sure whether a certain liquid became tummy. So for now, I'm just going to keep the generally speaking, we're talking about liquid. And the halacha is that liquid can become tummy. If a tummy person touches liquid, it can become tummy. Now, if it's certainly tummy, if it's completely tummy, that liquid can then go ahead and even be metame, make other things tummy. So we need to know. The case over here is that I had a whole bunch of barrels, let's just keep it simple, of water, and I had 5 barrels of water, and a tummy person touched one of them. And I don't know which one, or let's say 2 barrels of water, I don't know which one he touched. Okay, so the halacha is, Safik mashkin l'tummy, tummy. When it comes to being itself, the water itself to be considered tummy, it will be considered tummy. Let's say water is not a good example, but let's say it's grapes, so it's grape juice, where the nafkamina would be, if it was truma, you'd have to burn it. Okay, so it makes a difference whether it itself is tummy. L'tamei acherim, tahar. Divrei Reb Meir. The Reb Meir says, now, this is a braisa that we're quoting over here. The Ran has a question or not whether this is the proper, whether we're quoting a Mishnah or a braisa, but this is a braisa that we're going to go with. That's the girsa that we have in our Gemara. In any event, the point is that when it comes to it itself, the grape juice itself being considered tummy or tar, the mashkin, it itself is tummy, but it doesn't have, because it's a suffix, it doesn't have enough power to make something else tummy. The chain, and here's the point, this is what, again, the gersa that we have, which makes the gemara, which is the gemara's kasha. The chain, hoyer Rebbe Lozer Oimer, kidvarov. And Rebbe Lozer also holds like that. Meaning that misafek, we are going to consider this mashkin to be tummy. Again, we don't know for a fact that it's tummy, because it could be that the tummy person never touched it. But maybe they touched it, and that's enough for us to go lichumra. So with misafek, we're going lichumra. Now, the problem is, and you want to say that's all Rebbe Elazar Shita. So again, according to the Ran, this is really a continuation of the same Mishnah, so if it's Rebbe Elazar Shita, it would be consistent with what Rebbe Elazar holds in the Mishnah and Nazar as well. In any event, so the question is like this. In other words, what I'm just trying to say is that the girsa of this Gemara, depending on what the girsa is, actually makes a nafkamino, and what exactly is the Gemara's kasha. So we're going to keep it simple right now and say that it's Rebbe Elazar Shita, and it's a stira in whether Rebbe Elazar holds we go l'chumra or l'kula. Now, to ask a contradiction in Rebbe Elazar to prove whether or not this can be Rebbe Elazar Shita, so the problem is, does Rebbe Elazar even hold that the liquid itself can for itself become Tameh? Even that part of it, the Lechumra part of it, where we want to make the liquid Tameh, even that, does Rebbe Elazar really hold that? V'hatanya, we have a Braisa, not like that. It says like this. Rebbe Elazar Oimer, Rabbi Lozer says, again, this is the same Shitas Rabbi Lozer, he says, Ein tuma lemashkin kol ikar. He says, there's no such thing as any liquid becoming in and of itself tummy. Okay, now we'll have to, let's just take that for face value, that he's saying that no, liquids cannot become tummy. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Shaharei heyed Yosi ben Yoyezer ish tzereido, that's Yosi ben Yoyezer ish tzereido, that's his name. He testified on two things. The two things have nothing to do with each other. Al ayil kimtza dochin. And first of all, this type of grasshopper that it's dochin, that it's kosher, that you're allowed to eat it. That was one thing he testified about that we accept. The al mashkin beis mitzvachaya dochin. And also that any liquid that we have on the floor of the beis hamikdash is going to become tar. And the Ran explains that the reason why he made this rule that any liquid in the Beis HaMikdash is tahar, dochein is the same thing as tahar, it means that it's tahar, is because obviously in the Beis HaMikdash if things become tummy, it becomes a whole problem of getting it out of the Beis HaMikdash, and tumah the Beis HaMikdash can mess up a lot of things, so we really want to limit the scenarios where things can become tummy in the Beis HaMikdash as much as possible. We want to limit it. Of course, if it's midaraisa, it's tame. We're not going against a steadfast rule. Daraisa is aser. But anything that is a tumah derabbanon like this, that automatically, that it could become tame, obviously only midarabbanon, we're going to say, you know what, in the Beis HaMikdash, we're not going to make those type of gezeiros. We're going to allow it to be considered to continue to be tahar. Now, the point is that he says, that the liquid, this is what we're focused on, the focus on is that in the liquid in the Beis HaMikdash is considered tahar. Now, when he says that it is tahar, what he means to say is that it is tahar from making other things tahar, tummy. That's what we say. We, in other words, we draw the limit since it's only midrabbanan, we don't allow it to make other things tummy, which also saves you a problem of tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if that understanding includes aval tumos atzmon yesh behen, but the liquid itself will be tummy, and that the liquid itself needs to be removed from the Beis HaMikdash. So shaper. So then it's still good. So then it's still consistent with what Shmuel said, with Rabbi Eliezer said. Because if you recall, Rabbi Eliezer beforehand said that liquid in general for itself is considered tamei misafik, but it doesn't have enough power to make other things tamei. So this remains consistent that we're saying for itself it's tamei, for other things it's not. Good. So according to Shmuel, we don't have a kasha. However, the Gemara says it has to work according to all shitas. Why? Because if there is one shita that holds that this is not pshat, then that obviously is not what Rabbi Eliezer said. El Rav, and here's the other pshat, El Rav de Omer dochein mamish. But Rav says that it is literally tar. There is no tumah here whatsoever. Since it's only midrabbanan, there's no tumah whatsoever. Mayikul Meimer. So now what are you going to say? So again, according to the way we're going to explain the Gemara's kasha, the way the Gemara's kasha is, so we see a contradiction in Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, on the one hand, he says that the tumah is tahar, and beforehand, when he was backing up Rabbi Meir, he was saying that there is tumah at least on the level for itself to become tummy. So there's some inconsistency over here. So once there is an inconsistency in Rabbi Eliezer Shita, so this is where it gets a little tricky. So once there's an inconsistency in Rabbi Eliezer Shita, something has to go. So what the Gemara wants to say is that since we see that he's relying on Yosi ben Yosef Ish Tereda to say that it's tahar, and we're explaining that tahar means entirely tahar, so that means in the case of the tumah, we have to say that it is entirely tahar. And if that's the case, then Rabbi Eliezer, then there can't be Rabbi Eliezer agreeing to Rabbi Meir. And that Mishnah, which is also similar to the Brisa at the end of Masechtas Nazir, can no longer be Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So if it's no longer Rabbi Eliezer Shita, so you cannot say that the Mishnah in Nazir is Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore we're left without an explanation as to why the Mishnah in Nazir goes Lakula. That's the way we're explaining the Gemara. Again, there are other Rishonim, there are other ways to explain the Gemara. But again, the bottom line is we are eliminating Rabbi Eliezer from being the Tana of the Mishnah in Nazir. That's the way we're getting about this. Why? Because there's a contradiction in Rabbi Eliezer, and we have to say that Rabbi Eliezer is actually going to go. Is if you want him to be, if he can't say that it is Tomei and Tahar at the same time, so therefore can't be Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Once it's not Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that's no longer the Mishnah. He's no longer the Tana of the Mishnah in Nazir. In any event, we're back. If Rabbi Eliezer can't be the Tana of our Mishnah, we're back to our original kasha, which we started with on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, which is okay. So then we have a contradiction. So if it's not a particular Shita, why in the Nedarim do we go Luchumra? And in Nazir, we go Lakula. That is the original Kasha, which we now, at this point in the Gemara, have not answered. So, the Gemara says, okay, I'll give you a different suggestion, a different answer to this Stira. It does come out, in conclusion, that Rabbi Eliezer cannot be the Tana of the Mishnah in Nazir to go Lakula, but at the same time, Rabbi Eliezer is clearly the Tana that says by the Kfi that we're going to go Lachumra. And over there, the Mefarshim explain that by Kfi we're going to go Lachumra because over there, really, it's he did donate his animals. And the question is, is a Kfi considered that type of animal or not? This is a general question. It's not really up for his interpretation. So therefore, if he meant it, he meant it. So we can go, just the opposite. That since a Kfi is an animal that generally, so actually this is consistent, that even Rabbi Lozer, even though Rabbi Lozer goes Lechumra by the case of Tumah, he can go Lekula by the Kfi case because over there Kfi is has its own label, has its own name. So even though I donated all my domesticated animals, fine, but that's not a kvi because it has its own name. And similarly, even if I donated all my wild animals, a kvi is not included because it has its own name. So that's why Rebbe Lozer is not considered a contradiction in Rebbe Lozer. But that's just a kind of a conclusion, a side point. But the main point is the fact that Rebbe Lozer can't be the Tana of our Mishnah or can't be the Tana of the Mishnah in Nazir, and therefore we're left without an explanation. So what actually is the difference between Nedarim and Nazir? So to which the Gemara gives a different explanation. Elo ha Reb Yehuda v'ha Reb Shimon. So it's a different machlekes. Instead of saying Rabbanan and Reb Elazar, again the Gemara is going along the same path, at least in this Teretz. The Gemara is using the fact that it's a machlekes. We just have different mandiyam or different shitas about what the machlekes is. So here's the machlekes. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa. And again, it could be a different halacha. We're just trying to establish what your rules are, generally speaking, by when you're a suffix. Hareini Nazir im yesh bekriyazeh mea kor. A person says, I'm willing to be a Nazir if this particular pile has 100 bundles, 100 kor in it. And we don't know whether or not it actually has 100 in it. We don't know. And then when we go to count it, we see that there's definitely less than 100, but clearly the pile has been tampered with. So we don't know whether even before, at the time I said those words, there was 100. We'll never know. So there, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, and that's the Shita that we're going to follow. That's going to be the Shita in Nazir where we're Matir. Rabbi Shimon says it's Aser. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda says, if I don't know what happened over here, I'm going to go Lakula. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. Even if I don't know what actually happened, I'm still going to go Lachumra. So the way that's the point. Rabbi Yehuda goes, I don't know, we go Lakula. Rabbi Shimon says, I don't know, we go Lachumra. So that would be the Machlokes, the Mishnah in our Mishnah in Nedarim goes Lachumra, that would be Rabbi Shimon. And the Mishnah in Nazir, which is actually consistent with the Naziris Halacha, is always going to go Lakula because I don't know, I'm not going to get involved. I didn't mean to really be a Nazir. Okay. So we're going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's the Mekel. So the Gemara now says, V'rami de Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. I'll ask you a contradiction in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that goes the Kula. Mi Amar Rabbi Yehuda loymael inish nafshe lesveika. Did Rabbi Yehuda really say that a person doesn't want to get involved if it's a suffix? Viraminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. Now, by the way, I just want to point out, this is a very interesting double lashon that we don't usually find in other places in Shas. This is, again, another uniqueness to the way Nedarim is drafted. the way Nedarim is written, that the fact that the Gemara basically asked the same question twice. Says, first of all, I'll ask you a contradiction, then I'll say, did Rabbi Yehuda really say this? And there's a contradiction. So it's kind of like, the Gemara is just, again, I find it a unique lashon in Nedarim. Anyways, the point is like this. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if it's a suffix, I don't want to get involved. If I know what I'm doing, I'm willing to do it. If I don't know what I'm doing, I don't want to get involved. That's what the Gemara says, right? That's what the Gemara is asking. Me, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, loy mail inish nafshe l'sveika. Is it true that when I don't know what I'm doing, I don't want to get involved? Raminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. I'll show you that sometimes Rabbi Yehuda is willing to get involved. It says Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, stam truma bi Yehuda. Now this is a quote from the end of our Mishnah Yechasam Abayis. Stam truma bi Yehuda asura. If I use the word truma, I say I want it to be like truma. In Yehuda, I mean, it should be like a donation to the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it's going to be Asur. Ubegalil muteris. But in Galil, since they're not so familiar with the Beis Hamikdash, they don't generally donate to the Beis Hamikdash directly. When they say the word Truma, they mean just your regular, what the Ran refers to as Truma's Goyrin. They mean your regular Truma, that your grains you have to give to the Kayhanim, and that's by the way, Davar Asur, not a Davar Nodur. So therefore, it's not something you could use as a Neder. So it's going to be Mutter. But here's the kicker. Rabbi Yehuda gives an explanation. She'ein anshei ha'galil makirin es trumas halishka. Because they don't know anything about trumas halishka at all. They know nothing about it. So to them, the word truma has nothing to do with trumas halishka. However, that's because there is a clear understanding of what the word truma means. As the Gemara now points out, taima de'ein makirin. That's because they don't have anything to do with the truma in the Beis Hamikdash, so therefore they didn't mean that at all. Now on the top of your Tesama Beis, ha makirin asurin. But if they did know, if they were familiar with the concept of truma to the Beis Hamikdash, truma salishko, then misafek, the Gemara, you have to add in those words. Then misafek, since we don't know whether he meant trumas goyrin or trumas lishko, we don't know which one, we are going to, even according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to go l'chumra. So once again, we have a contradiction in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. I thought we just said a moment ago that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, when I don't know what I'm doing, I don't want to get involved. And now all of a sudden, even Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, when I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know which type of truma, I will go l'chumra. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? We go l'chumra or we don't go l'chumra? Again, focusing on, does a person by a suffix go l'chumra, or does a person always go l'kula? So that's the contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, no, you cannot, once again, you can't compare. And that, it's true that remember, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was based on this case where I had a pile and I said, if there's 100 in here, and it turns out I'll never know whether there was 100. And that's why I go l'kula. So Amar Rava, gabe kri kasavar, by kri he holds, kol shesveka chomor mivadai loymail nafshe l'sveka. He says, the truth of the matter is, when it's a regular suffix, I'm willing to take the chance, I'm willing to go l'chumra, because okay, it could be that I'm chayav. But if the chumra comes out that is worse than even if I knew for sure, in other words, if I took upon myself nazirus, I would know what to do. And here, I'm a suffix nazirus, puts me in a worse position than actually being a nazir, that I'm not willing to do. So the case of the kri, and we'll explain why in a moment, the case of the pile of wheat is worse, the suffix is worse than being for sure. If I knew for sure, I would know what to do. Now that I don't know what to do, I can't even do anything. So I'm in a worse situation. So that, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, that type of suffix I'm not willing to enter into. I'm willing to enter into a regular suffix that eventually I'll establish and know what to do, or I could deal with it. But if it's a type of suffix that I won't even be able to ever, so to speak, get out of it, that's not something I'm willing to do. Chol shesveka chomer mevadei. If the suffix is worse than if I knew for sure, loy mail nafshe l'sveka. That type of thing I'm not willing to accept upon myself. And why is this worse? The ilu gabe nozir vadai. Because if I was really a nozir, I knew I was a nozer, no problem. Megaleichu, maybe carbon v'nechal. I'll bring a carbon at the end of my, right, I'll do my regular 30 days and I'll bring my carbonus and I'll be done. Fine, I'll deal with it and I'll go through the process. However, I'll sveikoi loimotze megaleich. But when I'm dealing with a suffix, I'm never able to go and shave. Why? because part of the process of bringing korbanos is you have to bring a korban chatos. So the oil and the shlomim are not a problem, because the oil and the shlomim, I could always say, if it is a korban, great. If it's not a korban, I'll bring an oil and a shlomim separately. I could do that even if I'm not a nozer. So I can make a tanai on the korban. However, by a chatos, there's no alternative to a chatos. Either I am chayiv or I'm not chayiv. And if I'm not chayiv, I cannot bring that korban to the Beis HaMikdash because it's chulin ba'azar. I can't bring a random animal to the Beis HaMikdash that doesn't have a proper designation. Again, the oil and the shlomim, I could, even if I'm not a nozer, I could always bring those korbanos. So I could designate it as a regular nedava. But a chatas, I can't. So since I'm a supik, I can never bring a korban chatos. So if I can never bring a korban chatos, I'll never get out of it. I'll never be able to shave. I'll never be able to finish my nazirus. Now, and therefore, just to finish the thought of the Gemara, therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda by Kri says that I'm willing to go lakula, because it's a suffix that I'll never be able to know the answer to. And in that case, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that misafik, I'm going to go lakula. Whereas if it's a suffix that I could know the answer to, maybe over there, I would be willing to go to Chumrah. So by Nazir specifically, by Nazir, a Suffolk Nazir is always worse than a Vaday Nazir, because the Suffolk Nazir will never be able to finish his Nazir, so never be able to get out of it. Now, just as an aside, if you remember the Gemara from earlier in the Masechta, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, we learned that a person is able to bring only one carbon and be able to shave. If you remember the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta, it says by Nazir, you don't really need to bring all three korbanos. So the Ran has a problem with this. So why does the Gemara over here say that I'll never be able to get out of it? What's the problem? I'll just bring those korbanos that I can, and then I'll be done. So the Ran answers, which is again a machlokes rishonim. The Ran and the Ri have a different terutz into this kasha, but the Ran answers that over here, that's only b'di'evad, that if I went ahead and I brought one korban and then I walked away and for whatever reason I forgot to bring the other korbanos, so we say, it's okay, fine, you can move on in life. But to lichatchila tell a person, don't worry, you don't know what you're doing, just bring one. We would never tell a person to do that. So therefore, since he can't lichatchila bring those korbanos, only one of the korbanos, he will never lichatchila have a way out of this situation. So again, this situation is worse. Being a suffik nazir is worse, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda could be the shita of the Mishnah in nazir, where it says misafik we go lakula, because I would never want to be involved in a suffik nazir. Now the Gemara continues. Whereas, by the way, just to finish the thought, whereas by nedarim, where it's not such a problem, I'll be machmer for a little bit, and I'll deal with the neder, and then I know what I'm doing by the neder. So even though it is l'chumra, but it's a chumra that I can manage. So I'm willing to go l'chumra. Now, fine. So now the Gemara continues. Once we're talking about nazir, the problem is that the Mishnah in nazir says in every scenario of nazir we go lakula. There are different scenarios. So far we talked about a regular nazir, which typically lasts 30 days, and the expectation is after 30 days I should bring a carbon. Here it's a little different. I'm not going to bring a carbon. But what about if I accept it upon myself that I'm going to be a nazir oilov? I'm going to be a nazir forever. Amalei Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Ravo. So Rav Huna asks Ravo, Amar Hareini nazir oilov mai. What if I say I want to be a nazir forever, right? Your whole issue is that I'll never be able to get out of the nazirus. Okay, so that's a problem. But since this Mishnah is talking about all cases of nazir, included in the case of nazir is a guy who says, I want to be a nazir forever. So fine. So what's his issue anymore? He's anyway going to be a nazir anyway. What difference, right? That suffix shouldn't make a difference to him. Amarlei, nazir oilam nami sveka chomer mevade. He says, no. Even a nazir oilam, being a suffik nazir oilam, is worse than being a regular nazir oilam, being a vade. Why? The ilu vade, because if I knew for sure that I was a nazir, even if I know it's forever, hichbid sairo mekel basar. So the halacha is very interesting. Even though I'm a nazir oilam, every 30 days I could still take a haircut, or I don't know if it's every 30 days or 60 days, whatever it is, but at the point when his hair becomes very long, the halacha is he'll continue to be a nazir after he shaves, but he can still shave. Or maybe shalosh behemoth, and he'll bring the regular korbanos, and then he'll continue to be a nazir afterwards. But the point is that he can deal with it. V'ilu sveikai loy. But if he's a suffik, he's not allowed. Because if he's a suffik nazir, again, you have a problem. He can't bring the korbanos. Or I saw some other rishonim say, other achrayim say that, interestingly, the problem is that when you shave, as a nazir, you shave all the hair on your head, including being makif roshay, which is an isser, This is the Riz Teretz. It's an Isser Deraisa. You're not allowed to shave your head. So if you're not allowed to shave your head, so if you're a Nozir, so the Torah says, as a Nozir, you're allowed to. But if you're not a Nozir, and again, this guy's a Sofik, he doesn't know, maybe he's not a Nozir. If you're not a Nozir, you can't shave your head. So again, you can never do what, you can never make it easy on yourself. So being a Sofik is worse than being a Vadai. Okay, so fine. So that explains Nozer Oilam. But there's another possibility. There's a concept called a Nozer Shimshin. A Nozer Shimshin is the type of person who also was a Nozer forever, but he's not a Nozer forever continuously, meaning he's not a Nozer every 30 days. Rather, he is one single Nozer forever. He is now a Nozer from now till forever. So again, why not? Here, there's no shaving in between, and he never stops being a Nozer, so there should be no difference, no distinction between being a Nozer Oilom, Misafik, or Vade, because it's gonna have the same impact. He's gonna be a Nozer forever. So that's the Gemara's question. Omar Harani Nozer Shimshon Mai. What if he says, I want to be a Nozer like Shimshon, who was a Nozer forever? Omar Le, Nozer Shimshon Loitanya. So Rava says that, yeah, Nozer Shimshon was never included in this price. Anachanami, Nozer Shimshon is its own rules, and maybe Anachanami by Misafik, it'll end up being the same thing as a Vade. Amar Lei, so Rav Huna said to him, "Va'amar Rav Ada Barahava Tanya Nozer Shimshon." Rav Ada Barahava says he has a brisa that says that included by Nozer Shimshon also that misafik year it's we go lekula. Amar Lei Itanya Tanya. So he said, "Okay, fine. What could I do? I don't have an answer for that. If you're including Nozer Shimshon, then I can't explain why, but we should go Lakula, because the Kula over here is the same as, the Suffolk is the same as the Vadek." That's one answer. The other answer is, Itanya Tanya, Ran says, Enachanami, the only way to answer that is by making it a Machlekes Tanoim. The Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that it's going to be, we're gonna go Lakula. And there could be another shita that says even by Nozer Shimshon we're going to go. And Rabbi Yehuda shita would be by Nozer Shimshon. However, since the Suffolk and the Vade are the same, we would go Lakula in both cases. There is another brisa that argues and says that even by Nozer Shimshon we can go Lakula. Okay, so that's the first teretz of the Gemara. The first teretz of the Gemara is, in conclusion, is the machlokes between, or the contradiction between the Mishnah in Nedarim, which goes l'chumra, versus the Mishnah in Nazir, that goes l'kula. The answer is, it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. It's a machlokes. It's not a contradiction, it's a machlokes. Okay? That by Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, that with a suffik is, by Nazir, the suffik is worse than being a Vade Nazir, so over there we can be makel, I never meant to get involved. Whereas by Nedarim, I can deal with the Nadir, that's, first of all, the Mishnah in Nedarim is Rav Shimon Shita. But even if it's not Rav Shimon Shita, maybe over there Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the Suffolk is not so bad, so I'll deal with the Suffolk. That is the first Teretz of the Gemara. Again, just as a note, remember the initial Teretz of the Gemara was also a Machlokes, but we brought a different Shita. We brought Rabbi Loza and the Rabban. Rabbi Loza doesn't work out, but so essentially Rabbi Zeira's Teretz to the Kasha is, it's a Machlokes. Initially he thought it was Machlokes Rabban and Rabbi Loza, that didn't work, and eventually Lamaskana he concludes that it is a Machlokes, but it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that's the first teretz of the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues with a different teretz. Believe it or not, the Gemara gives a second teretz. Rabbi Ashi says, I have a very simple teretz. Hahi Rabbi Yehuda, again, he wants to actually agree that the Mishnah in Nazir is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but for a totally different reason. Hahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rav Tarfini. This is Rabbi Yehuda that goes Lakula because he's quoting Rav Tarfin Shita, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, and this is a more well-known idea. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rav Tarfin Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda quoting Rav Tarfin says, Ein Echad Mehen Nazir. Neither one of them are Nazir. Okay, what's going on over here? What's going on over here is you have two guys, two friends that are talking, and one says, I want to be a Nazir if he is a Nazir. And the other guy says, actually, I want to be a Nazir if he's not a Nazir. Now, we don't know who that third party walking towards us is. We don't know. One of us is right, and one of us is wrong. We don't know. Neither one of us knows whether or not he's a Nazir until he finally approaches us and tells us, either we recognize who he is or he tells us that he's a Nazir. The point is that the two of us having our discussion, we don't know at the time we made our nether which one of us is right and which one of us is wrong. So in that case, the halacha is, Rav Tarfin famously says, Ein Echad Mehen Nazir. Neither one of them, doesn't matter who's right anymore. Neither is going to be a Nazir. Why? Lefi Shaloi Nitna Naziris Ela L'Haflo. Because when it comes to Naziris, you are only a Nazir if it's Lahafla, means it's clear, it's spelled out that you are going to be a Nazir. And since at the time these two parties made the nether, neither one of them knew really what he was saying, really knew whether or not he was going to be a Nazir, so then it's not a Nazir. You have to know with certainty that you're saying, I am a Nazir, that is what makes you a Nazir. Anything less than certainty is not a Nazir at all. Okay, so therefore that's the answer why in Naziris we go Lakulu, because it's a special din, it's a special pasuk, because the pasuk says Lahafli let Lindar Nazir, that you have to be Lahafla, it has to be spelled out. So if you're not spelled out, whenever it's a suffix, you're always going to go Lakulu. So the Gemara says, so if the case is, if the issue is that I didn't know at the time I said it, what difference does it make if ultimately I go back and count the grains in the pile and then I'm not sure? What difference does it make if later I find out the uncertainty? Even at the time I said it, I didn't know because I didn't count it yet. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's not really relevant. It's coming to tell us the other side. It's coming to tell us Rav Shimon Shita Da'afa Gav the Nigna Vaisha Avad, even though it was tampered with, and I'll never know. Rav Shimon has a Shita, generally speaking, that a person, if he said it, he meant it. Now, even though he doesn't really know what he's doing and he's getting himself into major trouble over here, because he's not going to be able to deal with it, because he's never going to know. Too bad. Rav Shimon holds, if you said something, you meant it. And you'll have to deal with it. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah gives that case that you'll never know. Really, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, even it was never going to be a neder and a nazir in the first place, because at the time I didn't know, and even if I find out later it was good, it was bad, it's not going to make a difference, because at the time I didn't know. At the time I said it, I didn't know. Rabbi Shimon Shita is, if even though at the time I didn't know it, and even if later I find out that I'll never know, still Rabbi Shimon says, I said it, now I'm, either, if I knew, it would be a vadai. If I don't know, it's a suffix, and Rav Shimon Shita is that I'm gonna get involved over here, and it's too little, too late. I'm gonna be either a nazir vadai or a nazir suffix. Okay? So that's, again, so the basic, just to summarize, because it's late, just to summarize, the Gemara has a contradiction in Nedarim. Misafik we go lechumer, by Nazir we go lekula. The Gemara has two very simple terutzim. One is Rav Zeira's terutz that it's a machlokes. And the machlokes would be Shitas Rav Yehuda that says, since I don't know is worse than knowing, so over here by Nazir I'm not going to become a Nazir. And Rav Ashi's Teretz says, no, it's a special din. Really, we go L'chumra. If I don't know, we go L'chumra. But over here by Nazir, it's a special din that I have to have hafla. I have to know for sure absolutely what I'm doing. If I don't know for sure what I'm doing, then there's nothing to talk about. That's a special din by Nazir that I'm not going to. It's not a good nazir. At least according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rav Shimon actually says it's not a problem. I don't need to know what I'm doing. I could still be either a vadai nazir or a suffix nazir. That is the conclusion. Now, let's go back. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Stam Truma Bi Yehuda. So this going back on the end half of the Mishnah on Yud Chasam Aveis, the last part of the Mishnah talked about various lashonos that I use for my neder, and these words can be interpreted two different ways. They can either be interpreted to mean, for example, either Truma, meaning Truma to the Beis HaMikdash, which would be the basis of a good neder, versus Truma means Truma of giving, you know, Trumas and Meisters, that type of food, so that it's not a good basis. What's it called? And Chayrim also is the same thing, depending on, do I mean to give to the Kaihanim or do I mean to give to the Beis HaMikdash? So Rabbi Yehuda makes a statement at the end of the Mishnah. He says it depends on where you live. If you live near the Beis HaMikdash, then you mean it to the Beis HaMikdash. If you live in the Galil, then I don't mean to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara makes a diak right away. Ha makirin. It's only Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that you're able to be mako, because when I live in a place where we don't use it that way, I don't even know about the Beis HaMikdash. I don't think about the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not what I'm talking about. Ha makirin. Asurin. But you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if they would be familiar with the Beis HaMikdash, and now this Lashon Chayrim or the Lashon Truma could mean either one, we're gonna go L'chumra. We're going to say that maybe he meant the Beis HaMikdash. Alma misfeka l'chumra, so that means Rabbi Yehuda Shita agrees. It's only over there specifically because it's not even a havamina. But if it's a havamina, if it's a safek, I would go l'chumra. The problem is, Ema Seifa, that's the case by Truma. Ema Seifa, let's look at the next case that Rabbi Yehuda talked about. Now, Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa. So what is the Seifa? Gives another example. Stam charomim bi Yehuda mutarin. When I use the word cherim in Yehuda, it means it's mutar. Why? Because when I say the word cherim, I mean to donate to my local friend. The word cherim, again, it's the same word, can be used in two different ways. The word cherim can be used to mean a donation to my friend, the Kayen, or it could also mean I'm donating to the Beis HaMikdash. But since it was, you know, they lived in an area where there were so many Kayhanim, that's the term that they used to say I'm giving to a Kayen. Okay? So it says, so let's look at it. Stam charam and b'yehuda mutar, and it's going to be mutar. So if I use that term to make a neder, it's not going to be a good neder, because giving a donation to the kayin is, there's nothing usher about it. So it's not a good basis for a neder. Ubagalil asurin. However, in Galil, since they did not have a lot of kayhanim that lived over there, because as you can imagine, since the kayhanim had to go to the base of Migs all the time, they didn't really live up in that neighborhood. So they didn't use the word chayrim to mean donating to a kayhan. So therefore, the only word cherim can only mean donating to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's going to be aser. As again, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, "Shein anshe Galil makirin es charmei kohanim," because the people up in Galil didn't use the term cherim to mean giving to a local friend kohen. That's not what they meant. So once again, the Gemara makes a diik, hamakirin mutar. So you're telling me if they did understand that the word cherim could mean to a kohen, so then it would be mutar. So Alma Sveika Lakula. So over here also again the extra explanation of the word cheder means to a kohen, which is not a good neder, which is Lakula. So it's a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. On the one hand, if we were able to prove that it was a safek in Yehuda, we would by the word truma we would go lechumra, and when it's a safek in the word cheirim, all of a sudden we go lekula. What's the difference? In this is all in Rabbi Yehuda's shita itself. Do we go misafek lechumra or lekula? Same kind of kasha that the Gemara asked before, except now we're asking this contradiction in shita's Rabbi Yehuda himself. So Amar Abaya. So Abaya answers Seifa for Rabbi Loza for Rabbi Tzadiki. Elchanami, even though it seems like Rabbi Yehuda is the end of our Mishnah, it seems the entire end of the Mishnah is one Shita, is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so it sounds like a contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda. It's really not true. It's really the Seifa we switched to a different Shita. It's not Rabbi Yehuda talking anymore. The Seifa is Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Tzadiki, the Tanya, and I'll prove to you it's a different Shita, because we have a Machlekes. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Stam Truma bi Yehuda Asura, that in Yehuda, the word Truma is Asura again, because in Yehuda, when they said the word Truma, I meant donating to the Beis HaMikdash. And by the way, Yehuda was mostly, as you know, a desert. So they weren't growing product over there. So the word truma doesn't mean your typical grain and grapes and so on and so forth. That means donating to the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadok, Goymer, Stam Charomim Begalil Asurin. And Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadok says, no. He holds that by Cherim, we go Luchumra. Over there by Cherim, so you see we switch Shitas. Because over there, again, in Galil, the word Cherim doesn't mean the Kayhanim. So it's really a Machloikis, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadok, and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Stam, we would go Lechumra, go Lekula. So it really depends on, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it was Stam, we would go Lechumra, and according to Rabbi Lozer, if it was Stam, we would go Lekula. So it's a machlokes again, but it's not very clear in the Mishnah. We need the Braisa to come and explain to us that is what the Mishnah really means to say, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it beferish. In any event, so that is the conclusion of the Gemara. And the bottom line is, in the middle of Chaf Amar Alf, the Ran says, Ula'inyin halacha, this one line the Ran says, we hold Stam Nedarim Lahachmer, and Stam, like a Stam Mishnah. Meaning we go Lechumra, by Mishnah, by Nedarim, if I don't know what the person meant, or even if the person himself didn't know when I use these terms, is it really a neder or is it not a neder? We are going to interpret his words to mean absolutely he meant to make a neder. Now, the Mishnah itself does say that I always have the opportunity to say and explain, no, I never meant that. And I say Beferish, I never meant that. So if I say Beferish, I know what I meant, and this is what I meant, we're gonna believe you when you add an explanation. But if you don't add an explanation, then we're going to go Lechumra. Whereas by Nazir, look, it's actually machlekes, but by Nazir, generally speaking, we're going to go lakula, especially since the Gemara in Nazir really follows Rabbi Huda and Rav Tarfon Shita generally, which is that we have to have a flaw, that you have to know that you're being makabal upon yourself the Naziris at the time. And if you don't know, that's not considered a Kabbalah of Naziris in the first place, and it's not going to be a good Nazir, so therefore we're going to be able to go lakula. That is Daf Yates in summary. Okay.